DeForest Talbert grew up in one of the poorest neighborhoods in Alexandria, Virginia. He defied the odds and made it to college, and then joined the National Guard. Last February, he was sent to Iraq. Sergeant Talbert was killed on July 27th while on a routine patrol. He'll be buried this Friday in Arlington National Cemetery. Sarah Richards visited some who knew him and has this report.
From day one, D. Talbert's life wasn't easy. He was one of five kids growing up in the Andrew Adkins Homes in downtown Alexandria. Tawana Talbert Loving was one of his four siblings.
We grew up in what was considered the projects. We didn't have money. We were on welfare for a long time. We saw friends get shot in front of our faces.
The Andrew Adkins Homes are rows of run-down brick townhouses, notorious for their violence and drugs. But Talbert had a gift. He was a natural-born athlete. He excelled in any sport he tried. But it was football that he loved the most. He started playing when he was seven, and by the time he got to T.C. Williams High School, he was a star running back. They called him Touchdown Talbert. John Nunn was one of his teachers.
That was because he could catch, he could run, he could score from any place.
But Talbert was troubled. There was always the pull of the streets in his life, which led to run-ins with the law. Luckily, he ended up in the alternative learning program at T.C. Williams. There, he met John Nunn.
He was real intelligent, and, you know, a lot of times if the lesson did not keep his attention, then he could tear your classroom up. So Dee and I went out to the parking lot and had a man-to-man conversation.
Nunn told Talbert that he was capable of being much more than a class clown. Nunn gave Talbert a sense of direction. Upon graduation, he enrolled at West Virginia University. In 2001, Talbert had a baby with his girlfriend Frances Hamlet. Now he had to pay for school and provide for his son Deontay. That's when he joined the National Guard. But even after he shipped out to Iraq, his three-year-old son remained his priority. When Talbert learned the boy would be visiting his old Alexandria neighborhood, he sent home money to buy new clothes. Tawana Talbert Loving.
Basically, we needed to get him polo, and we needed to get him one size bigger, and he did not want us to go to Walmart.
Talbert was killed when a roadside bomb exploded by his Humvee. The night before he died, he spoke again with John Nunn. They were planning what to do with the nest egg Talbert had earned while serving in Iraq. Nunn says it was their last conversation.
What people need to know is a boy was trying to get it right. The odds might have been against him in some regard because of where he'd come from and some of those things, but he was really, really a great kid and trying to do what he was supposed to do.
And one of the things he was supposed to do was provide for his family. His sister, Talbert Loving, says her brother didn't want to stay in the projects. And he most definitely didn't want Deontay growing up there.
He just knew what we went through, and he was not going to live like that any longer.
Sergeant D. Talbert was a member of the National Guard's 1st Battalion of the 150th Armor Regiment from Beckley, West Virginia. He was 22 years old. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Richards.